Hello.
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 Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Silently Blessed Podcast. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
All right, on this week, we have decided to talk about some tourism and being a good tourist, basically. All right, so on this week, once again, we are talking about being a good tourist and getting that right. All right, so for those of you who have been with us for a while, you know that we actually had a chance to live overseas for some years and be a tourist, where a lot of cruise ships and stuff that bring a whole lot of people to our area, we got to go to some places that a lot of people normally don't get to travel to. So we wanted to kind of highlight some things. I guess there's plenty of angles that we could actually take for being a good tourist, and one is don't spend all your money on being a tourist. And what do I mean by that? Don't go on trips and stuff that is out of your budget.
Right. That's
so
right.
So when we say out of your budget, that means that you're putting this stuff on your credit card and then taking 5 to 15 years
to pay it off, right?
Yeah. So we've got to be smarter with that. And those of you who may be new to the podcast, we talk about the three things: family, finance, and marriage. So we are focusing in on some finances and I guess family too, because it is good for you to actually be able to take a break and get away from the things that you normally do every day, and I guess kind of be pampered, you know.
Because you work hard and you want to enjoy some of your time.
Yes.
You want to work all the time and no play.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we like to cruise. For those of you who don't know, that's one of our things that we like to do. But there are some, I'll say, how do we put it, limitations when you're cruising or whatever, because you're with 3 to 5,000 of your new closest friends.
Right.
And you all are out there trying to do all of the same events, right? But they do have, I guess, enough for everybody to do. Like entertainment and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so they have all these different shows and all of that. So I would suggest that if you haven't been on a cruise, I would say give it a try and see how you actually like that, because it's kind of like a floating city where everything that you need is right there. You have, yes, you have your room for where you're sleeping at, where you're taking showers. You have your gym. You have your entertainment, all of these different restaurants. So I could just go on and on. You play games. They have, if you're into it, giving away all your money in the casinos. So there's a lot. There's a lot for everybody to do. Or you could just sit down and play cards. Meet new people. That's always interesting.
Or you can just sit and eat.
Or you can basically sit and eat yourself to death, basically.
Find you some new friends. You can find new friends on the boat.
Yeah.
You know, on the ship.
Yes, you can do that.
Yeah.
But we're not really into talking about the cruises per se, but we wanted to talk about more of
tourism
and traveling.
Right.
And so one of the things, I was watching this documentary on Hulu, and it was more so about tourism and getting that right. And it was kind of eye-opening that a lot of the money that you spend on these
travels,
travel experiences,
okay,
or whatever, like with cruises and travel agencies and stuff like that, most of the money is going to the cruise lines or whatever. So I just wanted to highlight that the travel companies keep 86% of the money and only give approximately 14% to the local communities. So I'm not knocking the actual cruise lines. So if you're actually doing the, I guess you could call it all-inclusive cruises or whatever, I like to do that because you are basically paying for it up front.
Right?
Yeah. So you can have all of that paid off. Well, you have to have all that paid off before they even let you on the boat. But you could pay what we call long and along, right?
Like,
you know, you can book it a year in advance.
Just like we used to do.
Layaway?
Yep.
Yeah, kind of like you're laying away your actual cruise or whatever, and you're paying it off.
Long and along.
Long and along, as we call it in the South.
Yeah, if you don't have the discipline to save, you know, in a bank account, you can just go ahead and pay it to the cruise line. Maybe you will have more discipline if you just set it up with the cruise line, you know, just to pay along and along.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, we normally do that too. You know, we pay long and along. So, but I wanted to say that I think it's a great way to travel, and that if you haven't tried it, you should. It's a couple, that's a pro, but a couple cons that we have to it is basically when you get to the actual destinations that you're going to, or these places, like these exotic places, most of the time for the ships that's going out of Florida, they're going to the Caribbeans or to Mexico, you know, and some parts of maybe South America or whatever, but mostly it's the Caribbean. So with that, you have where you can book these excursions on the actual ship or whatever. And it was eye-opening to me that when that is done, the majority of the money is going right back to the actual cruise lines and not into the actual communities that, you know, they are taking you to. They're taking you to all of these beautiful places, but they're not leaving anything there for the actual people, or very little. You know, they're getting a small percentage. So it's kind of like how you said before we started this, it's like a monopoly. Like, they have the actual whole thing. They got it set up to where all of this money is going right into their pockets, you know? So here's a tip for you. One of the things that we do, like we said earlier, I don't know what you want to call it, layaway or long and along, whatever your terminology is, but we try to book the cruise like a year in advance, and then we just pay every month up until it's time to actually have it paid off. I think they want you to have it paid off like a couple months before you actually travel or whatever. So I enjoy doing it that way. And what I started doing is actually paying the gratuities in advance now, because supposedly, and I hope it's true, the gratuities that you're paying, I have been told that it goes right back into the people who were taking care of your rooms and taking care of you in the diners and stuff like that throughout your vacation.
That's right.
That's what I was told. So, and I'll be honest and upfront. When I first started cruising, if it was not good service or I didn't like how something was done, then rather than paying what the cruise line recommends for gratuity, I would cut that a little bit. But the last few times since I found out that it's actually going to the people, supposedly 100% of it goes to the people, and it's split up that way. Because we know that
they're working for their family.
Correct. Yes, and that's what I was just going to say. They're not only working for their families, but this is their livelihood, just like how we got jobs and stuff. And I don't think the cruise lines pay them as much as I guess you could say a U.S. company, because most of the people that's working on the cruise ships are people that are from foreign countries or whatever. They're, you know, foreign nationals or whatever.
Yeah, and then they're allowed to have a bad day or two. You know, they're away from their families.
Yeah, correct. So with that funding or whatever and them not getting a big wage, and I know when you do the question and answers like on the cruise ships or whatever, people sometimes ask, or the cruise director, who is usually an American person. I mean, it's a few people on the ship who are American or whatever. And I think for the ships that are cruising out of America, most of the time, you know, as well as I do, the cruise directors are from either England or from the U.S. Yes. And they speak, you know, good English or whatever. And so when they are doing these question and answers or whatever, they'll tell you up front. They cannot tell you how much they make, or don't ask how much the people make or whatever. But then when you talk to some of the crew, it is more than they would actually have made in their country, you know. So they don't mind leaving their families. I mean, they do mind, but that's that's how they support their families. And then they're on these rotations of like six months, kind of like being in the Navy. But once again, I found that that was very interesting, that even when you book these excursions on the ship, only about 14% of the actual money goes into the community, and it goes right back into the actual cruise line. So even before we knew that, I try to be a little thrifty, if you will, and a lot of the time we don't do the actual excursions on the ship. We'll just get with the local, right? And then with some other couples most of the time, so because you don't want to just be traveling all out by yourself or whatever. So we normally get with some other people, either in our group or
like off the boat.
Or some people that we meet off of the actual ship, and then we'll all go out together, and we will pay the actual local person or whatever for like a 2 or 3 hour trip.
That's supporting right there.
Yeah, and that's supporting. Rather than putting it back into the actual cruise line and them getting that monopoly of the whole cycle of funds. Because what was eye-opening in this documentary is even though those cruise ships actually pull in to those places, that a lot of the money don't go to the actual people. It goes right back to the cruise ship. And I'm just kind of still stunned by that. But, hey, you know how things is, though. It's like, hey, if we can cut the middleman out or whatever, then that's what, you know, people do. All right. And so we talked about how much goes back into the actual communities, which is not a lot. So whenever you're going to these places, you also need to do your research. on where the money's going. And that's what we kind of talked about earlier. But even if you're going on kind of like the time when we went to St. Thomas, mm-hmm. and we actually didn't buy the excursion on the ship, but we went to the actual place where we took that cable car up to the mountain, mm-hmm. where you could overlook the mm-hmm. bay or whatever. Yeah. So that was actually cheaper. So basically what they're saying is if you do your research, you can save a few dollars.
Mm-hmm. Save a few dollars, and plus you're helping families.
And you're giving to that mm-hmm, community. The community. Right? So do your research. You can use the internet to make sure that you're getting the best deals, if you will, before you even get there. Most of the time, before you know where you're going, you know what day you are going there. Mm-hmm. So you could compare the price that the ship is charging and what the actual vendor will actually charge too. Then the best, I guess, when you're going on the cruise ship, you're going to these places, but you're only going there for 6 to 7 hours. So
yeah, that's no time.
Yep,
really.
that's basically nothing. That's mm-hmm. no time. So I would say if you're going on a cruise, it's more so about the actual stuff that you have on the ship mm-hmm. for the most part. Yeah. Because you may run out in town for a 2 or 3 hour, like, you know, we were talking a little quick tour
right.
of the city, but other than that, that's it. The time is gone, you know. Then you got to be back to the ship because you don't want to miss the ship.
Right.
What is that gonna do?
Oh Lord, man. I mean, because they don't wait around for you.
No. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like in Alaska. If you remember that one person, mm-hmm. they when we went on the last cruise, crew members though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something out. He got his passport and stuff, and he was gone. Mm-hmm. Right. So they was trying to wait on him. For a little bit, but I don't know what actually ever happened with that. Okay. So the other tip is you don't want to damage that community or the place where you're going. Mm-hmm. You want to leave the place better than you found it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we have a commitment to take care of these great resources mm-hmm. and believe you me, with all of the places we've been with our military travels and stuff, there are some beautiful places in the mm-hmm. world.
Yes.
And there's some not so nice looking places also. Mm-hmm. But when you're on these cruise ships or whatever, and when you're just going to these places, you may not get to see or you may not get to do what the locals actually do.
Mm-hmm.
Another tip was travel in small groups mm-hmm. that support the locals. Mm-hmm. And I think we had just talked about that. Mm-hmm. So and rather than taking, you know, the cruise excursions or whatever, as long as they don't change the actual date of the trip, you can book your own excursion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what time you're going to be leaving the port. Just make sure that you're back to the ship at least an hour
yep.
before,
yep.
you know, the ship is due to depart. At least an hour.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so so we want to buy local from the locals rather than buying going to the places that the ships actually laid out for you to go to,
mm-hmm.
like if you're going jewelry shopping or mm-hmm. clothes shopping or whatever.
Right.
So doing this documentary, I was informed that when they tell you just to stay along this path and go to these places, they're in a monopoly with those places where some of that money that you are spending goes right back to the actual cruise ship.
And they will tell, they will let you know on the, they have signs.
Yes.
Where it says,
shop here for the cruise ship or whatever. Ship. Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. So, yeah. So, that's some of the tips there.
So, that make you think that you're getting a discount because you're coming from the cruise.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. But not knowing that
the price is already
inflated.
Added in there.
Basically. Yes. Yep. It's already added in there. Mm-hmm. And... yeah, they said that you were getting a price, mm-hmm. a discount from the actual being on the cruise ship, but I bet if you would actually go into that place and there was no cruise ship there, right, I can almost guarantee you that the price would be lower.
A lot lower.
Right? Because yes. they jack up those prices when they see those ships pulling in there. Mm-hmm. Right? So...
I'd like to know how much, you know, they inflate the prices.
Yeah, I don't know how much it is, mm-hmm. but we have a responsibility to take care of these communities. I know I said that earlier, but we do have a responsibility, you know, and so we have to change our mindsets as tourists to not just take care of these big cruise lines or the airlines or the travel companies or whatever, but we have to be able to give back to these communities. I hope that something that was said sparks your interest mm-hmm. in travel, right. however you want to travel, whether mm-hmm. you want to use a travel agent or whether you want to actually fly there and stay there and then stay in a hotel and, you know, do all this stuff by yourself. Mm-hmm. So little people, I tell you, most of the time we do our own booking of our trips.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I'll find the hotel, I'll book the car, book the travel,
and that's good,
and all of that, because I believe you save money mm-hmm. by doing
you do,
that.
You save money, and then that puts you in a place where you can shop local, and it goes back to the community.
Yes, yes. So once again, make sure that you are taking care of the local communities, and once again, if you're going on a cruise, make sure that you are giving the gratuity to the people who are serving you if they did a good job. I'm not saying pay them if they didn't take care of you while mm-hmm. you were on there or whatever. But Mimi said, everybody can have a bad day.
Yeah, because they're away from their families, and that's the only way that they could, take care of their families.
Yes, and provide for their families. Mm-hmm. Well, good people, that's our time for this week. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Make sure that you come back on next week and bring a friend with you. We love you.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
We'll be praying for you. Peace and blessings. Until next time. Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. 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 One word. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram, just search Silently Blessed Media, LLC. Twitter, just search Silently Blessed. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Peace and blessings. Until next time, don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.